Now, the service this morning will be prophetical. What that means, what I will be ministering will be imparted to you. It's a done deal. It's already. God has already done this for you. It's a matter of impartation and acceptation. Isn't that now? Impartation by the Spirit, but there's going to have to be an acceptation. You're going to accept it. But it's already done. Nobody can stop it. Nothing in this system can stop it, because God has already carried this out for you. Now, all of your answers to every scenario, every situation, all your answers will come out my mouth this morning. For it will not be me saying it. I'm the vessel he's going to use. But let me say it to you again, because I want you to be expecting it. There's nothing you're dealing with that is not going to be dealt with today. Anything you're going through, you let this word operate, you let this word touch you, and God himself has already said he wants it done for you. There's no success you can't have. Watch this now. There's no test that you can't pass. And I don't care how long it's been lingering there. I don't care how long, 25, 30 years. I don't care how long it's been there. It moves today. This year is designed by God to be a prophetical year where there's a remnant. Now listen to that now. Don't be left out. There's a remnant of his people going to begin to walk in full dominion in every situation. Answer me. We know that there's nothing impossible for God. How many of y'all know that? Nothing impossible. So don't let nobody in no situation tell you that you're not going to manifest or let God manifest what he want to do in your life. I have to be real slow with this because I'm operating as a prophetic pastor this morning. So let that prophet anointing get on you today. All right? Something's going to happen right here in this room. While I'm ministering to you, some things going to happen to your body. To your marriage. To your single life. To your pocketbook. To your wallet. To your home. To your businesses. All that's going to be happening. Lift your hand. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We surrender this morning to what you want to do in this house. We thank you for all these candidates going to be baptized. We thank you for the young baby. We thank you for so much going on. Let your spirit handle it. Touch every heart. I yield my voice and my whole being to you, Lord. Minister as you desire. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Come on, daughter. I want you to open your Bible to the 6th chapter of Matthew. And you need to be looking with me because I received. You need to be looking with me, because they're going to set you up for what the Holy Spirit want to do. Matthew chapter 6, the first gospel. We're going to be looking at the 10th and the 13th verse, and it's pulled out of the Lord's Prayer, but it's for a reason. The Lord's Prayer. Matthew, so I want you to get there. Matthew 6, chapter, verse 10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I like that. And then we go to the 13th verse. I could have read just the B part, but I don't read the whole verse because I want you to catch it, because the subject matter is so important. And lead us not into temptation, verse 13, but deliver us from evil. Now, this last part I want you to see. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now, the latter part of last year, God always gave me a word for the new year. And the word was, let me manifest. Let me manifest. This morning I'm going to minister from the subject, let me manifest in your life by surrendering. Let me manifest in your life by surrendering. Now, it's up to me to teach you how to really surrender. What are you saying there? Let me do it for you.
Yes, sir.
I want to do it for you.
Yes, sir.
But you got to let me do it.
Yes.
And then it was amazing when I was talking to God. When he said, let me do it for you, I said, wow, God want to do this for me. In other words, any good thing in my life, God want to do it. But he want to manifest it, it's already done. Did you get that?
Yes.
Everything you need, everything you desire, is already carried out for you. But then he said to me, let me manifest in your life by surrendering. Let me do it for you. And then he said this, let me do it for us. Did you catch it?
Yes.
In other words, God want it to happen to you and for you more than you do. But you have to surrender. And I want to teach you how to surrender to him in that aspect. I wrote, this will be one of the greatest moves you will ever make as a Christian. Up in this house this morning, you're going to make one of the greatest moves you ever made in your life as a Christian, because the Holy Spirit going to teach each individual how to surrender. You for that?
Yes.
Also, he said to tell you this revelation going to cause a revolution in your life, and you'll never be the same again. See, once you surrender, and once you let him do it the way he want to do it. Now the reason you need to surrender, because God don't operate like us. See, God never walk up to a situation and say it's impossible. Or God never enter into an arena and they say this is the limit. He has no limits. He has no impossibilities. And if you begin to surrender and know how to let him manifest, your lifestyle will be up on his level as his child. Are you following me? So here, this morning in the spirit, it is designed by God because you're here this morning, for your life never to be the same again. I see four people received it. You have to know that God is more than talk. God is more than emotion. God is more than excitement. God is an experience. You have to put yourself in a position by yielding. Here's another word. Yielding and flowing. Write those two words down. Yielding, surrendering, yielding, and flowing. Because he's going to take you somewhere you can't go yourself. This is not natural. This is not a humanistic connection. This is a divine connection with a supernatural God who is alive, who's concerned about how you come out. Yes. Are you with me this morning? Yes. The Holy Spirit will show us the secret of totally surrendering to the Lord on a daily basis. Totally, I mean, just let him have it. And if you do that, it put him in a position to manifest, right. To make it happen. Yes. God can make it happen.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. What can he make happen? Anything, everything. Thank you. Anything you need to happen right now. Oh, my. This day. Right now, this moment, up in this building right now. Whatever you need and wherever is that, you here, but whatever you need to happen somewhere else. I love God. I say I love God. You here, but whatever you need to make happen in Chicago or wherever, he can make it happen now. All you have to do is know how to surrender. Not my will, Lord. Let your will be done. I believe in this house this morning, I'm not going to be a long, long time, but in this house, I believe the glory going to fall. And I believe manifestations and demonstrations going to take place in this house today by the glory of God. I sense his presence. I sense he want to do something here. Want to do something for somebody they can't do for themselves. Tell him, do it, Lord. Tell him, do it. Do it, Lord. Do it to me, Lord. You didn't say it? Do it to me, Lord. That mean heart condition, blood pressure. That mean all that. You just let him operate. Let him operate. The Holy Spirit want to show us how to totally surrender to the Lord on daily basis. Surrender. Acknowledge, Lord, I can't handle this. But I'm going to yield to you. Whatever come up in my life today, I'm yielding to you. I'm going to let you handle it. This got to become real to us. Now, here's a secret. Sit down and write this down. Here's a secret. Many people might not do this, but I want you to start doing this. In your prayer time, asking him what he wants. Yes. Not asking for nothing, just yielding to his plan. Yes. Try that one day. Yes. Try not to ask, oh, Lord, help me with this, help my boy, and help this. Try one day doing this. Asking him, say, God, I'm here to pray this morning. What you want? I'm not asking for nothing today, Lord. I'm just yielding to your plan. God has a plan. How many of y'all believe God has a plan?
Yeah.
What is it, Jeremiah 29:11?
Yeah.
I know the plans I have for you.
Yes, sir.
Now, you're going to begin to have what you call supernatural days in your life. It's time for the miracles, the signs, and the wonders to manifest in the children of God. In the supermarket, in the doctor office, in the lawyer office, wherever you go, it's time for us to manifest. How many agree with that? How many of y'all ready to manifest? Here are some of the things that hinders God from manifesting. Entertainment. Even excitement. And emotion. You get excited and get in emotion before God can get a hold of you. Blocking enlightenment. Blocking insight. Blocking illumination. Blocking revelation. You heard those words?
Yes.
See, those words are dull to the church. Enlightenment. Insight. Say it. Enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Insight.
Insight.
Illumination.
Illumination.
And revelation.
Revelation.
See, those are our words.
Yes.
We're not natural, normal people. You're a child of God. So you have a right to see things that the average person can't see. You have a right to know the thing that the average person do not know. You have a right to go places that a normal person can't go. Because you designed to function in miracles, signs, and wonders. You designed to have, when nobody else touching you, God's hand on your shoulder. Encouraging you, oh my. Lifting you above the situation. How many of y'all know God real? And he's want to function in your life now. He don't want to function when you get to heaven. He ain't going to need to function when you get to heaven. You're going to be functioning. He won't function now in your life. Let me manifest. Let me make it happen for you. Let me take you to that place you thought was impossible for you to go. The call is to surrender to my manifesting. The call from God is to surrender to my manifesting. And all other manifestation will come. If you surrender to my manifesting in your life, all other manifestations, no matter what they are, they will come. Did you get that?
Yes, sir.
Let me do it my way. I remember Mary and Martha. Mary was a word person. Martha was so busy. And when their brother died, Martha just run her mouth. She just run her mouth. She's scared. Mary was cooling it. Mary had the word on the inside of her. When he got down to the grave, now watch this now because I want you to see this. Martha was interrupting the manifestation. Jesus went down there to raise Lazarus from the grave. Martha talking about how long you've been. It don't make no difference with the Lord how long you've been dealing with something. Martha started talking that natural talk. Oh, Lord. Jesus said, woman, didn't I tell you? If you believe, you'll see my glory. Get back and let me do what I'm doing. Now, I could assure you there are some things the Lord wanted to do for you. And a lot of time, you may have interrupted. Because what sometimes you seen, what you see impossible, he never see that. Even your shortcoming. I want to land that. Even your shortcoming, see, because people whip you with your shortcoming. All of us have shortcomings. But God, why he told us we can repent and ask for forgiveness? Are you following me?
Yes.
Stop interrupting him. Sometimes we interrupt God with scriptures. God had told us, shut up and listen to him. We're still reading to him. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. I don't want you that. The Lord said, I don't want you that. I know I'm your shepherd. But I'm about to do something now in your life that you can't do. Are you seeing me? Let me do it my way. Stop blocking your supernatural rights. Stop blocking your supernatural rights. Stop blocking your miracle. Stop blocking your sign. Stop blocking the wonders that I want to do in your life. Are y'all listening?
Yes,
force yourself to listen. Learn how to yield. Three words. Learn how to yield, flow, and receive. Y'all heard me over there?
Yes,
learn how to yield, flow, and receive. And I'm not talking about on normal basis. I'm not talking about 10 and 10 is 20. 10 and 10 is not 20 with God. Now somebody can get the answer here this morning if you just listen with the intent to do. I'll start giving you some points in a few moments that you can step by step how to do it, all right? Manifest mean to bring it to pass, to make it happen. Bring it to pass, make it happen. In other words, any good thing, God can bring it to pass and make it happen. What I say he can do? I want that to get down in your spirit now, because there's some things that you've been desiring in your life that are going to start happening. Don't let man cut you off. What you can do and what you can't do. Do not let that happen anymore. Do not let your last name or the color of your skin or the street you stay on stop you no more. Your God is on every street. He can handle it in any neighborhood where you live at. It doesn't matter if you're on the backside of the wall. I don't care. God can make it happen for you. Are you listening to me? I feel the Spirit of God coming on me. And he want to do something here this morning. Good God Almighty. Let me give you some armory. Some equipment to deal with. Let me manifest in your life by surrendering. Number one, focus on his word. Quickly turn to John 15:7. John 15:7. Focus on his word. What I say?
Focus on his word.
See, now emotion entertainment is not going to do it, my brothers and sisters. Oh, that ain't going to do it. That's just going to make you feel good. They're going to entertain you, and you're going to leave here with that, but you're going to leave here with nothing. Once that over with. But see, if you get the real stuff, you get the real stuff, it's going to go with you. See, enlightenment is so important. John 15:7. See what he said? If you abide in me, my word abide in you. One trend, you make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. If you abide in my word, and my word abide in you, make a demand upon what is rightfully yours, and I'll see to it that you get it. Nobody gonna be able to stop you. But I need that word abiding in you. And I need you abiding in that word. Why? Let me show you quickly why. Look at John 6:63. What happened to a person who abided in the word? Look what happened to you. It is the spirit that brings things alive. What I'm talking about, now the flesh can't bring it alive. It got to come alive supernaturally by Almighty God. The words, now watch, the words that I speak to your neighbor. The words that I spoke to your grandfather. The word that I spoke to the person sitting next to you in service Sunday morning. She is personal. See, for God, oh my, for God to manifest, to make things happen for you out of the ordinary, is personal. But you can't read about his word. You can't just have the Bible. He said, the word that I speak unto you, or the word that become a rhema word, the word that become alive, the word that is a personal conversation between you and God. Not the word you read, not the word you memorized, but the word I spoke to you. Just you and I was in the room. And I personally, that word personally came out of that book and went in the inside of you. They are spirit and they are life, meaning that once you abide in me and my words abide in you, and once I speak to you, that word come alive and it brings another world into this world. The world of the spirit, the world of the supernatural, the world of the all-powerful God. Say it out loud. I expect a miracle today. Now, there's a divine operation that gets you ready. I could call God a supernatural doctor. And turn to Hebrews 4:12 and use supernatural weapons. It's in another realm. Now, it's not physical. It's in another realm. Hallelujah. I feel it, brother. I feel, I'm up here about 50 to 20 more minutes, but I feel he won't do something in you now. You have to accept this operation. This is a divine operation. The word of God, now the word is quick, mean it's alive in a higher dimension. Yes, sir. It's not only just alive, what else you say about it? It's powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow. You see it?
Yes,
and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I got it, Lord. I got it. All right. When he gave me the prophetic word to put in the body of Christ, let me manifest, there were three areas he told me about. You want them?
Yes, sir.
Your thoughts. Your words. And your steps. Those three have to be organized by him. Your thoughts. You know, in Romans 12:2, look at it. He tell you. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, your thought control your body. You heard that? Your thoughts, what you think is what your body going to do. Here's another thing you can do, but you got to know you can do it. Always tapping into his ways. God, we're going to do this your way. Look at John 14:6. Always tapping in his ways. When you tap in his ways, you get the whole, I'm the way. I'm the truth.
Yes, sir.
I'm the life. When you tap in his way, you're tapping into his truth. And you're tapping into his life. And his life is a supernatural life. His life has no impossibilities. His life can work miracles no matter where you are. Say, Lord, manifest
in my life
right now.
Whatever there
that shouldn't be there, I'm going to
let you move it.
Whatever I'm supposed to have,
I'm going to
let you give it to me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now
watch now, some things going to start happening. Some things going to start happening. Things that you thought couldn't happen going to start happening. You just asked him to do it. You told him, Lord, say,
Lord,
I'm willing
for you to
manifest
in my life
right now.
Oh,
my God.
Lord,
take out of my life.
Those things don't need to be in
here.
Somebody
day is just what lengthened.
You're going
to live longer.
When you say
that, he take out.
The Lord said,
I'll satisfy you with
a long life.
Didn't he say
it? His word?
Oh,
my goodness.
Now, some
problems you've
been dealing with.
Watch
what I'm going to say, because
you're going to
throw it. Some
problem you've been
dealing with, they're
gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I got the Holy Spirit
backing me up.
They are gone.
And
the ones that are not
gone are going.
Let me give you another step. Sit down. Let me give you another step to make this happen.
I'll give
you a statement and a step
of scripture
that you're going to have to
apply.
I didn't read.
I quoted
John 14:6, didn't I?
Yes.
Did I quote it? Okay.
Here's
a short four
words.
Submitting
to his will.
Submitting
to
his will.
Yes, ma'am.
To his will.
Isaiah 1:19.
Yes,
sir.
Isaiah 1:19.
Let the Bible
talk to you.
Submitted
to his will.
Look at how powerful
this verse is.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
How many got
Isaiah 1:19?
Yes,
if
ye be willing
and
obedient,
ye
shall
eat the good of
the land.
Otherwise,
you're going to have,
you just
eat the good of the land
means you're going to have a good
life.
Otherwise,
let me say it like a
country boy, you're going to eat
good stuff
in life.
You're going
to have victory.
Here's
another way
that the Lord showed
me as we talk
about surrendering
to the Lord, letting
me submit in your life.
These are some things
he wants
us to do
and
given us the power
to do it.
Turn to
James 1:5.
Walking
in the wisdom
of God
on daily basis.
Walking
in tomorrow,
not just Sunday,
Monday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Thursday,
Friday.
Walking
in the wisdom
of God
on daily,
don't care what come
up.
God's
wisdom can handle
it.
God's
wisdom have an
answer for everything
you're dealing with
right now.
And whatever's going to
come up tomorrow,
God's
wisdom have an answer
for it.
If
any man lack
wisdom, let him ask
of God.
He'll
give it to you freely.
What happened
to my man in the back
there? They're putting them
scriptures on the board.
He stuck
on them?
James 1:5.
It froze
up on them.
You got
any car you can buy that
don't freeze?
I that thing might be too cheap. I ain't got no time to be free up anymore. I'm trying to. Jan 1:5. Read Jan 1:5 out for me. Y'all read it. Now, listen to that. Look at me. Anything you're dealing with now, God just give you an answer. Yeah. Sit down, shut up, and ask God to give you wisdom. Yeah. And wait on it. Who that was? Isaiah 40, 31? Huh? She asked him, you ask, then wait. What is Isaiah 40, 31? Did they wait on the Lord? Ask and wait. Oh. If you listen to me right now, the Lord should tell you your panicking days are over. Just because it don't look right, just because you don't feel right, it don't mean it can't be right. What you learning this morning, what God is teaching you this morning, even if something look right, even if it don't look right, it don't feel right, and people around you not talking right, it doesn't make any difference to you, because you know you can ask God for wisdom and God know how to handle everything. Anything working against you is trying your faith. That's what James 1 says. Count it all joy when you fall in various trials, tests, and temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. That is, if any man lack wisdom, why you going through that? You don't know how to handle it? Don't call everybody else. Call me. And I'll manifest. Somebody else might tell you, this the end of it. We can't do no more. We went through all the medical tests we can. We went down the law book. We got all the laws out. We can't do nothing for you. But you see, I go beyond the lawyer. I go beyond the doctor. If you ask for my wisdom is supernatural. My wisdom never say no. My wisdom say we can do this. My wisdom gonna make a way. The old folks used to say, make a way. How y'all ever been to church again? Make a way out of no way. I wish somebody up in here dealing with something this morning. That's why God sent you here this morning. You just stepped off in a supernatural place. I said you just stepped off in a supernatural place. You a child of the living God. You're supposed to have a right to be blessed no matter what happens. God want to bless you right now. I want everybody here to receive what God got for you. Tell your neighbor standing guest, tell you, if you're not going to receive, get out of my way, because I'm going to receive. God want to do something for me. Supernatural. I'm here for a reason. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh my God. He's here. Good God Almighty, he's here. I sense his presence. And he's here to manifest. Let me manifest. Change your mind about that situation. Change your word. Don't talk about what you're going through. Talk about your coming out. Don't repeat the problem. Just talking about it. Well, I don't know what to do. Don't talk about it. Call things that be not as though they were. Didn't I tell you no weapon formed against you should prosper? Every tongue that rises against you shall condemn you in judgment. Yes. Because this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Yes.
Let me manifest. Look at somebody. Just look at somebody in the eye. Let him manifest. Let him manifest. Let him manifest. You're not happy? Let him manifest. He'll make you happy. Sit down. Y'all ain't gonna make me close now. We'll start walking in the wisdom of God on the daily basis. That's the last one I tell you, right? Right? Turn to John 14:12. This is a very important one. Focusing in on the greater works on purpose. The greater works, like 43 people getting baptized, 40,000 something, almost 50,000 have been born again last year and a half, I think so. Focus in. See, you're focusing in on your problem too much. Focus in on my business. John 14:12. You're supposed to be doing the greater works. Hallelujah. What the subject is? See, I want everybody to know the subject. Now, this is a prophetical word from God for 2024. God says your life is about to change. I want you to let me manifest. Let me make it happen for you. Let me make it happen for us. God said when you manifest, it's blessing me. I'm going to let him do it. You going to let him do it? In other words, God says, if you listen to me, everything you set out your hand to do, I'll manifest if you're in full cooperation with me. These points are telling you how to do it. When I say focus on his word, always tapping into his ways, submitting to his will, walking in the wisdom of God daily, these are some powerful stuff. This didn't come out in no Sunday school book. It's prophetically God speaking to you. You ask yourself, am I focusing on his word? Or am I focusing on his problem? Am I walking in his ways or am I walking in the world way trying to get this done? Because his ways is, different. He put mud on your eye. You're trying to see and he put mud in your eye and spit on it. Put germ in your eye and say, go wash at the pool and come back. You came back seeing. See, here's a good point. God do not think like you. You got to train yourself. You think like a person. God think like a God. He give you his thoughts so you can think like him. Every time you fail in life, you thinking naturally. John 14:12 now. All of y'all need to be on that witnessing app. Y'all say y'all Christian?
Yes, sir.
That's God's greatest desire.
Yes, sir.
That's what he give you power for. Acts 1:8, he give you power. I'm victorious. He give you power to be a witness. Acts 1:8, that's what it said. But see, we've been taught wrong so long. Come to the church, get entertained, get a good sound, jump around, dance. Choir not praising God, they're entertaining. Now they're up here with blue jeans with their knees out in church. I could whoop their tail, sit up there with their knees out singing with God, just disrespecting God. I'm just sad. I believe my old pastor, yeah, he jump on them. Boy, you ain't dressed right to my preaching. I'm out of clothes, man. I don't want to mess the baptism up.
You turn the TV on and the man up there preening the end dress right, turn it off. Men with earrings on. I can say, people putting earrings all up in their nose. I'm looking around here and I see someone, I'm going to pull it out. But you know that made for no earring. That's a nose ring. That's slavery. Jesus Christ. Let me finish, Lord. Let me close. I'll preach a pretty good sermon. Let me close, Lord. You see what the greater works say in John 14:12? All right, the next one is walking by faith at all time. Walking by faith at all time. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Put it up there quickly if you can, son, if you're on the hook. 2 Corinthians 5:7, because I got to speed up now. We got a big day today. We're going to serve communion in a few minutes. But we walk by faith. So every time you're afraid, when the enemy attack you, when something not like it going right, and you get scary, you're not walking by faith. You're walking by fear. But you're not going to do that no more. You're not going to do that no more. Why you won't walk by faith? Look at Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, but he that cometh to God, that he is of them that diligently seek him. The rewards of God cannot be stopped if you're operating in faith. Here's one for you. Expecting signs and wonders to follow you as you follow his plan. Come on, think about it now. Expecting signs and wonders to follow you as you follow his plan. I'm going to give you the scripture. And I'm going to spit some scripture out because I'm going to go and finish. Hebrews 2:3. See it? You see it?
Yes, sir.
Let me see the fourth verse. Hebrews 2:4. But with signs and wonders and with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Oh, my goodness. Here's what's about to start happening in your life. Signs and wonders. Divers miracles. And gifts of the Holy Ghost. According to his own will. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
All right, now. So expecting signs and wonders. I want you to expect signs and wonders, all right?
Yeah.
Now, this one is real powerful. Everybody in here can do it. You want it?
Yes.
Wearing the supernatural yoke of Jesus. Turn to Matthew. You got to look at this. Turn to Matthew. What's going to happen? Matthew 11. I want 27 verse for you because you cannot wear it without revelation. You got to have revelation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm about to close, children. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting blessed. You know, the Lord wants me to tell you, I love you. I want you to make it. But I want you to make it above. I don't want you to just come here and set you out. I feel the power of God flowing in. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Somebody getting something right now. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. You can't preach his word. He says word will not return to him void. It will accomplish what he sent it out to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Something going on right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. Nothing ain't going on if you're not here. You're mine somewhere else. You just come here for the emotion, you know. But I mean the power of God. I've been in this 50 years. I'm all up here. I'm walking in power right now. I feel his glory all in my shoes, man. His power is here. Because you got perfect instruction from the Holy Ghost. Now look at this. Matthew 11:27.
All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, saith the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal. Okay? So now the Father been revealed. Go to 28 verse now. Because we're talking about when you let God manifest, you wear a supernatural yoke. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will what?
Yes.
Look what he said next now. Look what the 29th verse said. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's what you're here doing this morning. He said, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. What did the 30th verse say? My yoke is easy, and I'm wearing an easy yoke everywhere I go. Hallelujah. But you know you got to have revelation for that.
Yes.
And then he says about rest for your soul. Huh? My yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says something else? You find rest for your soul. He said that earlier. Huh? Now, y'all hear this. I've been preaching about 50 minutes now, or 48 minutes, and I'm about to close, but I'm about to make a statement to you. Now, I'm prophesying. I'm not preaching. So I'm speaking this in your life, and there's the Holy Spirit, by divine impartation, is taking it and putting it in your life. The only way you're not going to get it, you're going to have to reject it. You got to leave you and forget you ever was here. But if you yield and open, all of these things going to come right back at you. Ooh, Lord, online. How many we got online? Here's another aspect come in your life from letting the prophetic word, let me manifest, operate in your life. God is asking you to let him manifest. Now, your worrying days are over. If you heard this one message, just one message, now your worrying days are over. And look at Philippians 4:6. You can just keep standing because I'm going to close in a minute. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Go on to the next verse. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, look now, and shall keep your and mind. Constantly overtaking the world by faith. 1 John 5:4. Constantly overtaking the world by faith. I decree that you will constantly overtake every situation in your life by faith. But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. Now I'm going to spit three verses out quick. And I got one more point, then I'm going to close. He must increase, and I must decrease. Turn to John 3:30 quickly. John 3:30, then I'm going to take 27, 3rd, and 34th. I want you to see these three voices. John 3:30 first. He must increase, say it.
He must increase.
I must decrease.
I must decrease.
You know who will get you in trouble more than anybody else? got mad the last time you was upset? Now you can't pray, you can't get no revelation. All you got is flesh and mad. Yes. He must increase. I'm, look at the 27th verse quickly. 27th verse, John 3:27. A man. Watch this. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. So you got to let heaven speak. And then, my God, and then look at the 34th verse of that same old man. I'm closing. 34th verse. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. And so the closing words here today. Let me manifest through your surrendering. Write that down. Let me surrender. See, stay surrendered, but surrender more. Something come up. Say, God, I surrender. I can't handle this. I'm going to let you manifest. I speak miracles, sign, healing, wholeness, prosperity, wealth, abundance, increase, joy, peace, love, forgiveness, happiness. Oh, my goodness. I speak that over you right now. Love, joy, peace. See, some of y'all don't have no peace because it's something disturbing you. But today, I prophesy peace in your life. I prophesy love. You are loved. Don't let nobody tell you. They might not tell you nothing, but you love. God love you. You ain't got to have everybody in the world loving you. God love you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So look at somebody and tell them, God love me. Tell them. You got to tell that to yourself sometimes. When you get a feeling down and feeling low, like everything is against you, just say, God love me. God love me. God love me. Come on, do it. God love me. When all hell break out, say, God love me. Anybody come here down, feeling low and sad because nobody didn't call you? Don't worry about that. God love you. Let him call you. He said, call me up and tell me what you want. And you're not leaving you with that same pain. You're not leaving you with that same thought. God loves you. And I love God. And everything changed in my life right now. I'm leaving here as a different person. I got the word of God on the inside of me. I said, leave him, go back to the old sad house. Everybody up confused and you know, out your front. Bring that joy back with you. Just get in there and got dancing. Let's cut up a little bit. And you give God the praise and the glory. Get your peace back. Get your joy back. You're not by yourself. How you going to be by yourself if you're God's child? You people not mad and by yourself feeling all lonely, you better ask the other person, they'd be glad I'll swap place with you. I'll swap place with you. You take him and let me go home by myself. Every head bowed, every eye closed.